Storm.
Yeah. All right, chaps, we've made it to Washington. How did you enjoy the 3.5 hour Amtrak train? Was it up to your likings?
Very comfortable. Nice conductors on board.
Sweet on the eye, was she, Jay?
She was all right. Yeah, she was nice.
She smelled nice.
Yeah. She smelled great. Yeah. Got a nice view of the city as we were leaving. And then middle journey, I fell asleep, as you do.
A man at your age normally does.
Yeah, well, you know, I need my rest when I can get it.
And did you find it, Stu?
Well, thank you very much, Al. I found it, a train journeys are a train journey. It's everything that you see outside the window, really. I do want to just ask a question. What train worker are you on about? Because I've missed that one. All I heard was, trash, please, and that's all I thought was working. But no, seriously, looking out the window, just getting a feel of noticing that this side of America is generally flat, just hardly any hills at all.
No, dude, the first hill we've seen is where our hotel is. We've had to walk up it, and you were like, for fuck's sake, I thought it was flat. What made me laugh is that they come through with, like, have you got any trash? We were sat literally next to a trash bin the whole time. So I don't know why they're employing people walking up and down, because there was at least 3 different people who asked us if we had any rubbish. So
there's a lot of people in America and they all need jabs. So, you know, someone's got to do it.
But no, we actually went through a couple of states. So we obviously left New York, went through New Jersey, which went through towns and cities such as Newark and Trenton. Then we pulled up to Philadelphia. That was pretty cool.
I did enjoy the fact that I was actually sat in Philadelphia for that moment.
It carried on, went through Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware, down to Baltimore, Maryland. So we'd gone through 4 states, which I thought was
pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, 3.5 hours. Again, I think we paid like something. I think it was $30 we paid.
You can't get that in England, can you?
Absolutely not. You can't. Pull to London is easily at least.
What do we pay?
£40, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Nice smooth ride. Reclining chairs. We charged up our phones. You know, it wasn't particularly busy.
Smooth as grease.
The country.
Mm. We have to move for any families because we were sat in the family seats, and.
Well, we are a family, Jay.
We are. Brethren.
Yeah. Oh dear. The first person I spoke to was an Islander fan. He was a train conductor on the other platform, and I had my Islander shirt on, and he walked past. He goes, because I thought I was the only Islander fan. I was like, yeah, go Islanders. That was a very warm welcome.
Very warm Washington welcome.
Yeah. As soon as we stepped, the bloody. Train station, that's a bit of a marvel, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, huge, absolutely huge. One thing I noticed straight away when we got off the train is, compared to New York City, it just seemed cleaner, fresher, which to me was a comfort.
Well, I think there's a bit more, they've planned the city a little bit better, whereas New York was just built on as it went along, and I think they got more space for shit.
Yeah.
So get rid of the shit, you know. But as soon as we stepped out, we saw the Capitol building, like, peeking through some of the trees. We thought, right, that's it. Go home now. Yep. Seen it.
Seen the White House. There it is.
Yeah, so we found our...
Motel 6.
Motel 6, yeah.
Banging.
Yeah, no. Look, we've paid £116 each for 2 nights. We are 1 tube stop away from the White House and the Capitol Center, Capitol building. The air is really nice, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very, what's the word I'm looking for? Open again, really.
Yeah, so I think this used to be a market. We're in the Union Market area. And I think maybe 20, 30 years ago, all these buildings were factories, fresh produce factories, you know. But now they're all little boutiques and coffee shops and...
apartments. Lots of apartment buildings.
Yeah, lots of apartment buildings. But I think we landed on our feet here a little bit. And then we wandered out to dinner. Where did we go for dinner?
Went to the chili bar. What's it called? Bob's?
Ben's.
Ben's.
Sorry, I apologise. Ben's Chili Bowl.
He'd be turning in his grave if he's... I have no idea if he's a real person, but we'll just say he is.
There's a big sign in the thing.
There's loads of photos of him with celebrities, so he must be real.
Founded in 1953, I do believe.
No relation to Uncle?
No. It's just pure coincidence. Yeah, and it's really nice. So what did you guys have?
So we went for the signature. I think they call it a half... Oh, someone's knocking on the door.
Hi, good morning. Hi, housekeeping. Are y'all going to need service today or y'all good for the day?
We're good, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You too, stay. Thank you.
You could have put some clothes on, Stewie.
It's the British body.
It's a fuel tank for lovemaking, isn't it? Yeah, I am just sat in my pants, and, you know, he must have been thinking, what are they doing with a microphone? And one guy sat in his pants.
She?
Wow, I didn't see her. I heard her. Okay. Wow.
You just misgendered her. Whoa, big.
Wow, gee, I could only hear. I didn't see her, so.
Well, she ain't no pigeon.
Okay. What are we talking about? Ben's. Yeah, so we had the half smoked, which is a smoked sausage in a hot dog bun, and it's covered in like their famous chili.
More the sauce that they were going for. That was really nice. And I had a chili cheese and fries, which my backside was playing up after that. Double lot of chili sauce. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you had a choice of the original or the spicy. And you went spicy, and you said, this has got a kick to it.
Yeah, I like my spicy food these days, and I do like it hot, but I thought, this ain't going to fucking touch the side there. So, woo, yeah, that's a bit of an afterburn.
Didn't touch the sides coming out. I had the original, and I was like, this has got a little bit of a fucking twang to it, you know. So we were following one of your heroes, because there's obviously lots of photos on the walls of celebs.
So we walk straight in, and all these places have all these famous places, all have the big photos of all the big stars and that, and presidents. And who do we see? Anthony Bourdain again. So we are sort of following him around.
Well, if it's good enough for him, mate, there's, you know.
And Barack Obama as well, he's been there.
Again, you know, if it's good enough for the El Presidente, as they say. But no, I thought it was pretty good. You know, got that old diner vibe, didn't it?
Yeah, it certainly. I've only seen that kind of thing in films, so it certainly did give that vibe off, and I was really pleased we visited something of that nature.
Getting around, we Ubered everywhere. You have something to say about the Uber drivers?
Yeah, two we had. Not very chatty.
Did one of them put his sunglasses on in the middle of the night?
Yeah, had his sunglasses on. Yeah, he was very cool, wasn't he? Very chilled driver, wasn't he?
He was practically leaning out the window and put his sunnies on as it was dark. We had a beer, didn't we? We found a beer. I think the pub was called Solly's.
I can't remember that pub's name.
Yeah. Well, we got in there and we said, have you got any beers on draft? They're like, no. I thought, shit, we've made a mistake here. So we had a couple of cans and fucking swiftly exited. And then we found a really cool bar, literally around the corner from the hotel.
Last Call. It was a nice bar around the corner called Last Call. I really enjoyed that bar.
What was it that you enjoyed?
Just the vibe, just the atmosphere in there just seems completely different to the one prior to that.
I mean, it was a Monday night.
It was really busy, wasn't it?
Really busy.
Yeah.
We had American football on one TV, baseball on the other.
As the night went on as well, it just got busier and busier. Yeah, it was good vibe. They did good beers on draft.
Yeah, nice
Samuel Adams beer.
Which one was it?
Samuel Adams, wasn't it?
The Oktoberfest.
Yeah, Oktoberfest, yeah. And a bit of a Doom Bar vibe taste to it. So,
You had a real shit one, didn't you?
Yeah, I can't remember what that one was called now.
Well, you might want to remember so you don't fucking order it again.
Old beer or something like that. It fucking tasted like old beer.
It's been sat in there a few fucking years. Yeah, well, we were like, oh, we'll just have the one. And then we're like, oh, go on, we'll have another one. And Stewie's like, oh, should we have one more? And we're like, all right, then. So we ended up having four or five.
Yeah, not bad for a recovering alcoholic.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yes, it's now, what's it, Tuesday morning, isn't it?
And the sun is out again. We've been really lucky with the weather these days.
I've been promised that it's going to cool down. But we're going further west, so obviously it's going to get a bit warmer.
Promise my nuts that. They've been sweating like buggery.
Stewie has a room on his own, so I'm so glad I'm not in that room. But,
what about? It's funky in this room.
I have no idea what you're on about. No idea what you're on about.
Smells like sex.
That's the last smell. Smell from this room. Yeah, today, plan of action. What are we going to go see?
We're going to go see the big ones, the White House. Abraham Lincoln, bless his little heart. Capitol building.
See him because he's not alive anymore. But
what? Have you not seen Night at the Museum 2?
Read the news. He got shot.
Wasn't there a film like Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer or something?
Yeah. He's not dead.
It's just a ruse. Capitol building. The monument.
Yeah. What do you call that again? Sorry, is it not an oblix?
I have no idea.
Basically, the place where Forrest meets up with Jenny again. And
Probably more famous is like on those steps is where Martin Luther King did his "I Have a Dream" speech.
Yeah, we
that as well. But
Forrest Gump just ranks as that a little bit higher
because you know Jenny left him again.
Fucking Jenny. Fucking. But you got there was a video of you floating around online running, and there's just been some Forrest Gump's comparisons. What was that all in aid of?
I think that was the attempt at the Phoebe run. I don't know if any friends fans are out there, but there's a famous scene where she goes running with Rachel.
Emphasis on the word attempt.
And then after all that, we're going to go pick up the car today so we can get ourselves around a bit easier. Don't have to rely on taxis or undergrounds, metros, whatever, or trains.
Done a plane, done a train, and now time for an automobile.
And then all we need is a boat, which we've got planned for Nashville. And we've done all of them, all the big ones. And then it's just a bobsleigh after that.
Skateboard.
Well, we've seen a fireman on a skateboard. How fucking cool was that?
Wicked, yeah. Apparently that is quite common, get around New York City.
Yeah. Our man Craig, I sent him the photo, retired fireman, and he said, yeah, it's very common for the boys to just skate or cycle into town, you know, with parking and getting on the metro with all your fucking shit. So I guess next time you hear from us, we'll be roaming around DC.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah. Right, first stop, gents. We're stood outside the iconic Ford Theatre. Why is it famous, Bax?
Right, this is day two of Bax takes us to places where people got shot. Like Jack was saying, the Ford's Theatre, where the President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, was watching a play. And one of the actors in the play, John Wilkes Booth, climbed up to the top of the box where he was sat with his wife and shot Lincoln. He was brought across to this house on the other side of the road where he eventually died. So this was April the 14th, 1865. And
God, your knowledge is astounding.
No, I don't know where it just off the top of my head. I just know these things.
It's on my phone.
Yeah, you've ruined the illusion now.
The illusion is gone. No, but I did know most of that anyway. But yeah.
So there's a massive queue opposite for the house where he actually died. There's a bit too much of a bigger queue for my liking, but yeah. I mean, it's a pretty grand old theatre. What do you think, Stu? First stop today.
Thank you, Peter. Yeah, it's iconic, really. I'm pleased I'm stood here looking at the buildings. I don't personally think it's as an outsider worth joining that queue to go in. The fact that we're stood in the very location where the event took place is humbling, really.
That's major history for America, you know. The guy, he abolished slavery, I believe that's correct.
He helped abolish it. The British actually eventually stopped it. But,
he helped the British?
No, we eventually stopped it ourselves.
You're welcome, America.
Yeah, for many things.
And tea.
Oh, we don't mention
it. Tea didn't really catch on over here, did it?
Yeah,
no. I would love a tea right now.
No, they just wasted it in the sea, didn't they? Tipped it all away. What a waste. Anyway, that's another city. Yeah, so this is very famous. Another president shot. Unfortunately, that was not the first and it wasn't the last. But hey-ho, you know, when you're in power, you know, you're going to have enemies.
Thank you, Simon. I'm really super impressed how they look after their streets, especially around areas such as important.
It's very clean.
Very clean. Areas such as important as this. Yeah. That's pride, and you can definitely feel that from the American people.
There is not a dog shit in sight.
There is a lot of dog shit in. We saw some one this morning, didn't we? I don't know why we're talking about dogs having a shit, but it's just something we've noticed. There's a lot of dogs, and they're all having a shit at the same time.
Yeah. Well, Catherine, I'm not involved in this.
Right then. I always start with right then. Don't know why.
Mix it up.
All right.
So, hi, I'm Becky.
Thank you, Barry. Right, so now we've been on a little bit of a wander today here in Washington, D.C. We have wandered over to the Capitol building, then along the National Mall up to the Washington Monument, which is the big spiky needle, if you will, in the middle. Currently, we are stood outside the White House. A little bit disappointing because I fenced it all off because we're at the front of the White House. But I fenced it all off because of the impending election. So, first of all, the Capitol building. What did you think?
Well, thank you very much, Poppins. Yeah, the Capitol building. I'm in awe, absolutely blown away. Just to be here, to see it, physically see it, how big they are compared to what you see on the big screen at home. I'm lost for words, I'll be honest with you, and that's very rare for me.
It's very rare. Bax, Capitol building?
Capitol building, which isn't the White House.
Yes, I wasn't going to bring it up, but...
Let's get out of the way now.
Good man. So yeah, we were walking to the Capitol building and... Bax was like, oh yeah, the White House, yeah, yeah, I thought it'd be, you know, I didn't realise it was that big, and we were like, that's not the White House, Capitol building. But now we're over that hurdle, what did you think of it all?
After I got over my act of stupidity, yeah, that's really impressive, and nice area as well. As we keep saying, we like Washington, because it's very clean and tidy, peaceful. Yeah, building was great views for that. I'm really gutted about this White House thing. This is really annoys me. I'm nearly redlining about it.
There's a couple of red lines today. Can you get the wrapper off your sunglasses?
No, that was well on there. We managed to see the back of the White House, even though it's through a fence. But we really want to come round to the front door, see if we can knock on the door, you know, speak to Joe.
Put a pot of tea on.
Speak to Joe and Jill. Put the kettle on, have a cup of tea, talk about shit. But no, they fenced it all off.
So, currently, as we speak, we are looking at the White House, but we're, what, I'd say about 300-400 yards away. And we weren't entirely sure if it was the front or back. When we first got to it was the back. So we wandered all the way around, and you can't even get fucking close. So, a bit disappointed. Probably the most famous house in the world, I'd say. But... what I thought was impressive was the Washington Monument.
Yeah, that's really impressive. I don't know how Spider-Man managed to get up there.
I don't know if you listeners out there can correct us on this, but we were under the impression that it was constructed without using mortar. Was that early days, or and it had it been reconstructed to a degree with mortar for safety purposes, or is it just one of these myths that we overheard?
We could just Google it right now, but what's the point?
Started in 1836 and completed in 1884. No, I just plucked that out off the top of my head.
He's not even looking at Google.
I'm not even Google this time. This is memory.
A plaque on the wall.
Yep.
We literally just stopped doing a podcast explaining how we couldn't basically see the front of the White House because of all the construction work and fencing. So as soon as we decided to stop the recording and put the gear away, we did not even a 3-minute walk. And it opened up for us. There's still a fencing, but at least we can see a clear shot now of the front of the White House.
Probably not best to say shot.
It's
we're a good sniper's distance away from the White House.
So the sign actually says, "Please excuse the disruption to the District of Columbia. It's in coordination with the National Park Service in construction of the 2025 Presidential Inaugural Parade Reviewing Stand. That's why we can't get any closer. Go fuck yourself." Again, don't know how to start it, but... Right, so we are currently sat on the steps of the Abraham Lincoln Memorial. We've done about 10,000 kilometres. 10,000 kilometres? Yeah. 10 kilometres.
10 kilometres.
We've done 10 kilometres so far. The old legs are starting to seize up a little bit. But so we are actually stood and sat right where Martin Luther King did his I Have a Dream speech. We've seen the view on films many, many times, looking over the reflecting pool with the Washington Monument behind. We've been sat here for 20 minutes just, you know, enjoying the view. And Bax, you made a new friend.
Yeah, there I was, just sitting down, taking the view, taking a few pictures, and this guy walks along, and I think, oh, he looks like Steve Guttenberg, the actor. Took a picture. It fucking was him. So Jack goes, "Go on, go and speak to him." So I did. I went, "Steve, don't want to draw attention to you, but big fan." And he goes, "Oh, do you want a picture?" I said, "Yeah." So I called over Jack and says, "Jack over there." And he starts waving. I said, "No, you take a fucking picture."
Yeah, I thought you were just waving. He goes, "That's my friend Jack over there." So I waved back.
And he says, "Oh, do you want a picture?" I said, "Yeah." So I told Jack, "Gets a picture." Got a picture of Steve Guttenberg. And then off he went, on his own. Mind his own business. No one else was bothering him. And that was it. That is celebrity.
There we go. The first celeb. Maybe the only celeb.
If you don't know who Steve Guttenberg is, then, you know, where have you been?
So what has he been in?
Police Academy. Cocoon 1 and 2. What else has it been? I can't now. Three Men and a Little Baby.
Yeah.
Three men and a Little Lady.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's been in an episode of NYPD Blue. I'm sure.
Yeah. So, Stuart, where were you when all this happened?
Well, yeah, I'm somewhat disappointed in myself. I have a tendency just to up and wander off on my own occasionally. Might not have known that, and this time it's really bit me in the bloody ass. That's not how I like to roll my rice.
Here we are, Abraham Lincoln Memorial, and to be stood, we're looking at the I Have a Dream plaque that's in the floor. One of the biggest moments. He's trying to kick me because there's a wasp on my leg. Lovely, thank you. One of the biggest moments in history, maybe. What do you think, Stu?
So I wasn't paying attention, what's that?
I was just saying that I Have a Dream speech, one of the biggest moments in history.
Not Martin Lawrence, not Martin Luther King.
No, not Martin Lawrence. Nothing else to add?
I was just sitting here with Jack for a moment earlier, and it just suddenly dawned on me the historical significance of all of this, where we actually are now. It's just incredible. And like you said before, we only get to see it in books and on the silver screen. Now we're actually here. You can definitely feel that sense of importance again.
And we both said that me and Bax said we thought old Abraham Lincoln was going to be a little bit bigger, but you thought he was bigger than what you thought.
Yeah, throughout my life I've been very much involved with the arts and sculpture and stuff like that. So I didn't want to big it up too much as an impressive thing other than just its quality and detail. So I actually was preparing myself for it to be a bit smaller than that. But when I approached it, I went, "Oh, mate, I've just creamed my pants, that's huge."
The detail in it is very impressive. Yeah, and it is big. It is big. I just thought it would be bigger, that's all. But I didn't think the Washington Monument was going to be that big. But that's huge, isn't it? As we are sat here overlooking the reflecting pool in the nice 20 degrees heat. Anything else to add?
No, it's over to the sports.
Sports?
Lady in red top.
Lady in red top. Over and out. It's been a very long day. It's now 10 o'clock in the evening. We've just got back from a wonderful, wonderful day out. I think where we last left you, we were at the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. We had a few hours to kill before picking up the car from the airport at Ronald Reagan Airport. So we decided to go over to Arlington Cemetery. We had to cross over a bridge that took us into Virginia. So that's another state we ticked off.
State.
I knew very little about this cemetery.
Well, you seem to have known a little bit more than me, because I was completely oblivious to how this was going to unfold.
How did it unfold?
Well, I walked in expecting to see the JFK burial site and was greeted with nothing but the headstones, the white columns of war headstones, which has been... I am a massive World War One and Two buff, and the sight of that, I never ever thought in a million years I'd see that today, when I walked into it today and just gobsmacked, absolutely gobsmacked.
Yeah, I think on one of the signs they said there was something like 400,000 servicemen that are buried there, or they have a headstone there. They do something like nearly 6,000 ceremonies a year. Is a ceremony the right word for a funeral?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. All right. What did you make of it, Bax?
Well, I'd seen the ones, the European ones in France and Belgium, and they're all scattered about everywhere. Little places, battlefields that happened. But this was one big place. It just kept going on and on and on. And you look out to the side and there's all these white gravestones. You thought, oh, you can see a little bit further ahead. But as we were walking up to the Kennedy, JFK site, burial, there was even more. And then further on up, we went to the tomb of the unknown soldier, and there was more. It just went on and on. It didn't stop. I think Stu was pretty overawed by it.
I mean, saying I'm blown away is an understatement. The importance of that is, you know, immense. My hat goes off to America for doing that to all the boys and all the women that are in that site. Bats mentioned that there was all the unknown soldier tomb, and we were lucky enough to witness the changing of the guard, which I filmed from start to end. From a height. My arms are still achy after that. That was a good 8-10 minute video. trying to keep that bugger still. Nobody standing up in front of me. Absolutely impressive. Words escape me. You have to go see it to actually understand it all.
Yeah, so I did a little bit of research as we were walking over the bridge. I quickly Googled to see if there was any Band of Brothers servicemen that, you know, were in the show that had been buried there, and there was one notable serviceman who was buried there, or has a headstone there, is Albert Blythe, played by Mark Warren. He goes like hysterically blind.
Yeah, hysterically blind, but he recovers.
So he had a plot there, and also in the Pacific, John Bazelon, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, who was one of the main characters in the Pacific. He had a headstone there, and the thing was, it was sort of roped up. It was roped off, so you couldn't just wander up to a grave and have a look. You know, rightfully so, because it is hallowed ground. And from the pathways and the roads that we were on, we couldn't really find where either of them two were. But like Bax is saying, like, you go over one hill and then it just carries on. Even more white headstones. It was just a sea of white and green, you know, the green grass and the white headstones. It just went on and on and on. We don't have anywhere like that in England, really. Like you said, Bax, we said we do in France.
A lot of them died over there, so obviously the memorials are going to be over there. Like I said, scattered around, but yeah, this one was a massive, massive place to commemorate their the lost boys and girls.
And what I was quite surprised about, and what was good as well, is the fact that there were people in there who had survived world wars, and you know, the Vietnam War, Korean War, and all these conflicts that they've had. They'd survived it, but they lived a full life to in their 80s and 90s, but they still had a plot there, which I thought was pretty cool. They weren't just fallen heroes. It was anybody who had served in the military had got a plot there. So I'm going to sneeze.
Yeah, thank you, Mary. Yeah, no, absolutely everything there was spot on. Nothing of it was over the top. It was just awe-inspiring.
So after that, we jumped on the metro up to the airport, Ronald Reagan Airport, and we got a hire car that we've hired for 11 days. So initially, we hired just a normal-sized car, saloon car, and they upgraded us to a Jeep, which I was very excited about. So what was our first port of call after we had when we got the Jeep?
I can't remember.
We went to look for something to eat, didn't we? We were quite hungry. So we're just driving along, just happened to drive into this establishment. I think it's Hooters. Was it called a Hooters, I think? Yeah, there's me being all coy. Yeah, we went to Hooters. My big fan. And, so we went in there because I got to do my chicken wing challenge, don't I? You know, 100 wings. I did 20 wings tonight. Lovely Cajun rub on them with a nice blue cheese dressing. Served by the lovely Rosie. And, surprise, there was a quiz night. Yay! One of the specialist rounds was Seinfeld. Me being a big fan, I thought, yes, we're on to winner here, lads. Leave it to me. I think I got 5 right. But we came fourth for no other reason that we came fourth, whatever these two are going to say in a minute.
Well, there's a little bit of a backstory to that. So there were 4 rounds of questions. There's 10 questions in each one. And like what Back said, the last round was Seinfeld. So he's like, don't worry, boys, I got this. But the other rounds, they were just talking about like who was on Dancing with the Stars last year. You're like, oh, God, we don't fucking know. And what's the mascot for a insurance company? Oh, we fucking had no hope. But like we said, we finished fourth. There were 6 teams, but 2 of them did leave before the end of the quiz. So fourth is fourth. What did you make of Hooters? What's your name? So fucking tired, I forgot your name.
Rufus.
Rufus.
The food was absolutely banging. I went for the burger with the hottest sauce, which ghost pepper sauce, which I do recommend, but only for those that are used to the spicy food. And I've learned a lesson today as well, to make sure your fingers are sauce free before you scratch your eyeball. Which then made me look like a right twat, and I couldn't deal with the questionnaire thing at the time. But it was good. What I do want to just bring up with the boys here is they both avoided talking about the fantastic service by the waitresses at Hooters, and they avoid talking about what they were wearing. I think everybody in the world knows what their uniform consists of, which is very little. So that's one way of the company to save a bit of money on. But some of them, their butt cheeks are eating their shorts. it was good. I mean, it's just a little quirk that, but the food, I recommend the food. It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And the service, fantastic.
Yeah, so we had a little bit of a drive out of the city to get to it. We were like, as soon as we got the car, go, right, what are we going to do? Hooters, no questions asked. So
has to be done as a foreigner.
Well, this is it. And You know, there was a pub quiz. We had some chicken wings. Bax done 20 chicken wings. I went for the 20 as well. I couldn't do it. I gave up the three at the end, and Stuart started his wing challenge journey. So as of today, Bax has completed 20 wings. I've completed 17, and Stuart's completed three. So the wing challenge is on the way. Confident that we'll smash it, I think, but... Yeah. You know,
well, it depends how much you guys don't eat, and I am.
Well, yeah, we're feeling sorry for you because you had hot sauce in your eye. What a banging day! You know, we saw a lot of famous buildings. We saw, you know, for me, we were speaking about earlier. I thought the monument out of all the things that we saw was the most impressive. Disappointed with the White House because they had blocked it all off and you couldn't really get up close and see, but that wasn't anybody's fault. But and the Arlington Cemetery was a thing to see.
By far my favourite part of Washington.
What, the Arlington? Yeah. Who is Bax?
Yeah. I'm gonna be really shallow here and say Hooters, but you know, and meeting Steve Guttenberg as well. Yeah. Meeting the great Steve Guttenberg, what a nice bloke, brilliant. Anyway, that's all for me for now. Until the next time we get a Hooters, bye bye.
Right, so this is our last day. This is our last evening in Washington DC. I think we all got to come away quite impressed by it. I mean, I know we've seen the touristy stuff, you know, the big monuments. I mean, that's what we're here to do. You know, we are tourists at the end of the day. A thumbs up for me for Washington.
Definitely a thumbs up for me.
So tomorrow morning, we're going to try and get up early. We've got a nice 7.5 hour drive in front of us to Pigeon Forge, which is in the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. We've got a car now, so we can try and hit the road early and... we're going to stop off some diners on the way. I think we're going to schedule in a little stop at Bucky's, which is a massive service station, petrol station, but they sell everything in there.
Pancakes.
They probably will sell pancakes, and they probably sell pancake mixture.
No, I don't want to make it myself.
I tell you what, I reckon they sell Bucky dice. If you wanted a dice for your Monopoly board, I reckon you'd find Bucky's dice in there. They will sell everything. Apparently you could buy a cowboy hat in there. And
I need a hat.
Yeah, Stu, you need a hat. You've got Jerry DeBerry today in the sun.
Well, he's in Washington and he's got a bit of red skin, so...
Oh, we can't say red skin anymore, mate. Politically not correct. We'll leave that in anyway. Right, that's enough for us from Washington. Next up, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.